You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the world-famous Big Show Mothership Studios, please welcome the incredible number one shoe salesman in the history of Nordstrom Rack. The one and only, always dapper comedy rapper, the amazing Joe Coy.
Hey.
Wow.
That's the intro right there.
Time to leave.
Yes. He has arrived. Right. He's in the studio.
I got to see you. I got to move to the side
here. I know.
That
screen is prohibitive.
You don't have to look at me.
Yeah, I need to look at you.
All right. You know the problem with somebody who's successful? I like to get people before they get too successful because we get to talk about, you know, their background and all that. And now I don't get to talk about anything except all the crap you're doing.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, though.
I know. I don't find it as entertaining or as interesting, but I'm happy for you. I mean,
share his resume? Is that what bothers you?
No. I like the one where saying, well, how'd you get started? And you tell the story. Right. And then, but I did watch that little clip that you did. You're standing in front of, where was it? The big place where you just did the show, the Netflix special?
The Forum.
Forum.
You were standing there and you were telling me the whole story about when you were just starting out.
Oh, you're talking about the Hunt Ridge Theater, where I used to rent the theater out?
Yeah, you rented it out, and you had your mama.
Yeah, my mom was ripping tickets. Yeah, she was my number one salesperson, by the way. Yeah, for real.
How did she do it? Did she go door to door?
One person that's my best friend to this day, his name's Chen Young. He's an optometrist, and she was getting her eyes checked because her insurance paid for it, right?
Of course.
So she goes in and gets her eyes checked. And then she's like, my son is doing a show. You should go see him. He's so funny. And then she ended up selling the whole staff tickets. And he's still my best friend to this day. But that was like 25 years ago. And that's all because
now
of my
you
mom.
You give him free tickets, don't you?
No, I still charge him. Yeah.
Of course.
If you're a friend, you're supposed to support your friend.
Exactly.
I don't know what a free ticket. You know what I hate, Scott, is when people go, you know, you give them a couple of tickets, right? And then they go, hey, you know, anytime you're in town, let me know.
Yeah,
I love to support. I'm like, I don't need you to come here to support. I need you to buy the tickets to support.
And I have these friends I'd also like to bring with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how about this? Yeah, look at it. Is it, you have anything closer to the stage?
Oh. I got a better one. Here's one. They call me like, hey, I hear you're in town. And one, I don't like giving tickets, but like every now and then I'll do it.
Right.
And they'll go, hey, I see you're coming in town. I'd like to go. I want to bring my girlfriend. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll give you tickets. And they're like, all right, now what time does it start? It's like, no, you don't ask me that. I'm not your salesperson. Like, you ask for free tickets, now you figure it out. Like, I'm not going to tell you where to park and where's the location.
Right.
You know what gets me too is when somebody's going to do an interview with you from a magazine or a paper or something, and they say, "Now, could you tell me a little bit about your background and why am I interviewing you or something like that?" You know, wait a minute, you're supposed to know all that when you start talking to me.
Exactly. Yeah, you can get the facts first. That'll make this conversation roll easy. I don't even understand that. How are you even a journalist when that's your first question? Like, oh, Joe Coy, a comedian, huh? So,
what do you do?
Like, what?
I tell you.
Why do you go watch and study and learn first before you ask these questions?
Yeah, and find an interesting question.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Well, so far you've had a couple of the biggest, most popular Netflix specials ever, and you got one now called Funny is Funny.
No, that's the tour. This one's called Live at the Forum, LA Forum.
I should know because I saw you standing in front of the theater talking about the Forum.
Yes.
I'm like that reporter.
Yeah, you didn't research it.
No, I did. No, you did. The wrong number.
No, Scott, you kill. You've always been that guy. You've always been there since the beginning when I was struggling. So thank you for always letting me come in.
At what point did you realize that everything exploded?
That would be majorly exploded would be my first Netflix special.
When was that?
It was called Live from Seattle. 2017 came out, and it's like literally 2 weeks later, we noticed that the whole calendar was full.
Is that when you quit Nordstrom or not?
No. That was the Tonight Show.
Oh.
The Tonight Show is when I quit everything.
Yeah.
Because I got like this commercial deal and I started getting booked solid on the road. And I was like, okay, I don't have to keep the lights on. Yeah, I never have to work again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but coming in hot.
You always have to work again.
Yeah. But they don't work anymore.
They work again.
Yeah, huh?
It's not really work when you're out there.
No, I love it. I don't call it work. It's just, I love what I do. The only time I have to work is travel.
Yeah.
Travel is work. That hurts me hard.
Miserable.
Yeah. I don't know what time zone I'm in right now. It was like last week we were in Dubai and the Philippines.
Really?
And New York. We were here.
Oh, man.
And then we came back. It was like before that it was Chicago.
You must be exhausted.
Seattle, Phoenix. It was all in a week.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's like insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
How do you get over all the jet lag and that kind of stuff?
You don't. It's and not only that, like I'm such a road dog now. This is my 33rd year, but on the road this is about my 20th year solid, like hard on the road.
Just constant.
It's like I don't have a alarm clock. I don't have like this like I don't get jet lag like most people do. The minute I land, it's like okay, I'm a part of this time zone that we're in right now.
What's
for
your
some
favorite
reason.
Place to go? Where do you love going when they book you?
Oof. There's three. Nashville. I always love Nashville.
Uh-huh.
I love Seattle, my hometown, when I go back because there's something special about it. I can feel it.
That's why you got to give away a lot of tickets, too.
No, I don't. Why? I shut that down, Shannon.
What are you talking about?
Scott, I called you, Shannon. Scott, I shut that down, man. It's done. I can't. I can't do it anymore.
No.
You're not helping me. If you're going to ask me for tickets, especially at this level that I'm at right now, it's like I'm selling out venues like four months in advance, you know? It's like when you ask me for tickets, this is basically what you're doing when you're asking me for a ticket.
By the way,
it's like walking up to me going, hey man, can I have $500?
Right.
And it's like I gotta pay. I have a staff, I have a crew, I have to pay for the four walls that this venue is.
And you give it to, they tell other people he gave me tickets.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
More people getting mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's like they don't understand that. I just don't get it.
The Funny is Funny tour hits Madison Square Garden on November the 10th. Do you have any extra tickets?
Scott? Yes.
I'll buy you one, Scott.
I'm just looking for anything. It's way up in the rafters. I don't care.
Scott, you get to come backstage. You know that.
Here's a question for you. I think the go-to thing in your act, as far as I'm concerned, because your social media has just been sensational the last year and a half. And I love the clips. And you talk about your mother. Remember when you decided you told her that you were going to be a comedian?
Yeah. That was one of the worst days, yeah.
She didn't like that, did she?
Hated everything about it.
What'd she say?
Even though I was the funniest one in the family and she loved it. Yeah. You know, if there was family gatherings, she knew that Joe was going to be the entertainment. You know what I mean?
She just wanted you funny for her.
Yeah, and then the minute I graduated from high school, it's like, okay, that's just a hobby. Stop that. That's done now. Get a life.
Go back to Nordstrom.
Yeah. Get a job. And yeah, she did not want me to do that at all.
Wait a minute. Tell me about when you were a kid and you did Michael Jackson.
Nonstop. I was performing at every talent show and every, you know, anything that my mom put together. It was always me doing Michael Jackson. She loved it. And then even when Michael Jackson stopped doing Michael Jackson, I was still doing Michael Jackson.
And people come over to your house.
Yeah, I do it anywhere. Anyone that came over, my mom's like, oh, Justin!
She sold tickets.
Yeah. We'd rip tickets so you could see me do Michael Jackson in the living room.
Oh, that's funny.
And man, I'm not even making that up. It was just nonstop.
And finally?
Didn't
she tell you to come? She called you in the room to do Michael Jackson.
Yeah. She would. And then I told her, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore.
No free tickets, no Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, then move out. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll stay. I'll do Michael Jackson.
I'll do it for you.
I'll do it, Mom. If it pays the rent, I'll do it.
Oh, so you got the Netflix special. It's out now, and it's going great guns. You got the live show at the Garden, the Funniest Funny Tour. You got the movie. It's still in theaters,
it's
right?
Still in theaters, and it just made it overseas now. Now it's like in Dubai. It's in the Philippines. It's crazy that it's international like that.
Such a great movie.
Spielberg's the one that gave me that deal.
Yeah.
And he really, like, gave me everything. He only made Jurassic World and Easter Sunday.
I love the story you tell about when you went in and they were referencing Steven.
Yeah, they kept saying, Steven thinks you're so funny. Steven thinks you're hilarious. When we went into Amblin, and I was like, are you talking about Steven from accounting? Like, who are we talking about? Because there's no way it's Steven Spielberg. There's no way. And it was him.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you also start your big world tour in January. You're going all over the place.
Yeah, that's we're going to hit Australia. We're going to hit Europe. It's going to be fun. I can't wait, man. It's fun, crazy that jokes got me to go overseas.
All
like
over
I'm
the world.
Telling jokes. And the world is getting it. Like,
yeah,
we're talking sold out Joe Coy right now.
Yeah, thank you.
When you do your show, it's not always about the jokes. You do incredible impressions.
Well,
except when you're on the radio, then you won't do them.
No, I do it when I want to do. I don't want to be known as an impersonator, or
right, yeah,
impression kind of. Like, I love my stand-up.
You do a lot of on your mom, though.
I do a lot of my mom. That's a character that I that's a staple character. So it's like when I do my mom, it's the best version of my mom, other than my mom. I really go up there and embody her and become my mom.
How many shows has she been to?
You know, she's been to a lot, but I'm telling you, when my mom comes, it's an event. It's no longer Joe Coy. It's Joe Coy and Mom.
If you were my kid, I'd be at every one of them.
Oh, man.
I would be so happy.
Yeah. She'll sit at the merch table. It's nonstop. But
oh,
you know what?
Cute.
Yeah, God bless her.
She's
yeah.
helping you sell those backpacks or that Funko bundle.
Funko bundle, yes.
You got all that stuff going. I need to get a Joe Coy collapsible duffel bag.
All right, done.
Give that to me right away.
I will send that to you.
One great thing about Joe Coy in person, you have tremendous physical skills that you do. You do physical comedy. You can imitate anybody's walk. And then he also imitates people in his life. I like it when you talk about the different accents around the world.
Oh, thank you.
And what they say. He nails it right. I'm telling you, it's great stuff.
Okay.
I wanted to do that in a way where it wasn't like I'm making fun of your accent.
You
I wanted to like
close.
Educate you on that accent.
On the different ones
yeah.
out there.
You know what's funny? It's so funny that you're saying that I'm doing this impersonation thing. Because we were in the car, and I used to open for John Lovitz. John Lovitz gave me a huge break.
He's a character.
And he took me on the road with him, and he loved it when I would... talk like him to him.
Yeah.
So everyone that would walk up to him, he was like, this is Joe Coy. He does a great impersonation of me.
and
one time, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band walked up to us.
Oh, you're name dropping.
Yeah, but he walked up to us and he was like, oh, I'm a big fan, John. He's like, oh, nice to meet you. I love you, KC, but this is Joe Coy. He does an impersonation of me. Take it away, Joe. And I'm like, what do you want me to say? He's like, exactly. That's exactly what I was. It was like an SNL sketch wherever we went. It was just so much fun with John.
You know what my favorite thing about you is? You bring so much joy and love to what you do.
Oh.
And not everybody can do that with comedy. And I think that's what just pulls me in.
Well, and now he's going to take his joy and love and hit the road.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Live from the LA Forum on Netflix right now.
Yes.
And I'll see you at the Garden.
Let's go. November 10th.
I'm buying my own tickets.
No, you're not, Scott.
He is Joe Coy, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM.
Yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.